This is James with Real Time News. I'm going to be bringing you just a short news video today again. I'm decided to just start doing little clips instead of a full broadcast, just for the sake of there is so much news coming out and you can be overloaded. And but before we do that, I want to jump in and let you know about it's time for emergency preparedness. So let's just jump over, and you can actually see, go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply, jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Christmas is coming up, and so they actually have some preparedness gifts. Of course, once everything is said and done, there will be more than likely riots once they announce Trump is president. So you better get your emergency supply now. So, but we do thank you for watching, and we ask you to subscribe, share, like on whatever video platform you're watching this on. And if you are listening to the podcast, we ask you to please share this with your friends on all social media. Okay. I am going to talk about today the Biden is actually indicted in Ukraine, the Georgia election officials, some huge security issues, and then I'm going to end with Sidney Powell talking to Newsmax about actually what is going on, and they have evidence. They're trying to put it in a conceivable package to present to the public. They have so much coming in. So, all right, let's jump to the first article. Flashback. Former Obama Vice President Joe Biden was accused of a Class A felony charges in Ukraine. Let's remember that. This is the one that supposedly got voted in. It's a bunch of baloney. It's a smoke screen. The deep state's going down. It's a smoke screen. They are scrambling. They're struggling. They know they're going down. All right. Former Obama Vice President Joe Biden described how he threatened the Ukrainian president at the time that Obama administration would pull $1 billion in U.S. loan guarantees, sending the former Soviet Republic toward insolvency if it didn't immediately fire the prosecutor investigating Bermisa Holdings. Hunter Biden was on the board of Bermisa. Something like that. Biden said the Council of Foreign Relations gathering. Okay, this was a classic case of quid pro quo. If you want this, then give me that. Biden used this strategy to end the investigation into the company that his son was on the board of and forcing Ukraine to act according in a time of duress. And then you remember how then later the Democrats accused Trump of this. So, I mean, it's stupid. It's crazy. It's totally insane. So what they do, the Democrats accuse you or the political operative or the politician, they accuse you of what they are doing, is basically what it is. All right, next step. Again, this is going to be short, and I've decided just to start uploading these short little news articles. I think it's going to be better to just give you stuff as it comes instead of doing a full 30-minute show. Georgia election officials have no answer as to what caused 2,755 votes or 2,755 votes to go uncounted. Dominion techs say they cannot comment. Of course they can't. Okay, a new batch of votes was found in Georgia. This is Wednesday at the time of this recording. This was yesterday, Tuesday, during the statewide recount in Fayette County, cutting Joe Biden's lead over President Trump in the state by a reported 449 votes, just under 13,000. Well, there are still a lot of illegal votes. I mean, there is fraud going throughout, rampant throughout all the states. The issue today was reported to be a memory card that was not uploaded. Georgia Secretary of State says 2755 votes discovered in Fayette County, unlike in Floyd County. These were scanned votes that were in the system. 1577 for Donald Trump, 1128 for Joe Biden. This makes a net gain of over 400 for Trump, one reporter said. Georgia election officials were confronted about the 2755 votes that were found today, and they still didn't have an answer to what caused the error. The Dominion techs are the two gentlemen in the background. Of course, they have a picture, but we're not going to talk about that. But here's a tweet. After a full day of rescanning, counting, and software techs troubleshooting, election officials, while very transparent, yeah, they tossed that in, supposedly, still had no answer to what caused 2,700 votes to go uncounted. They're trying to steal this election. And the thing about it is, Governor Kemp is being paid. And he's a rhino, but he needs to step in. An article says he needs to step in and demand a full audit, including checking signatures and a hand recount with GOP observers present at every table. So it's basically there again. They are trying to steal this election. They've been caught. There's fraud. They're caught. And Trump is going to be our next president. All right. The next article. Huge election security expert finds Michigan results a complete fraud. Current machines do not have capability to count the mass dumps for Biden in reported time period. So they have a graft. And here it is. We have been looking mostly at Michigan. We are beginning on turning our sights on Pennsylvania and Georgia. The things you find in Michigan are amazing. There are over 3,000 precincts where the presidential votes cast compared to the estimated voters from the SOS or the Secretary of State is 99% all the way up to 350%. Those kinds of numbers don't exist in the real world. So where did all those votes come from? And looking at it, we've gone back and looked at some of the things, the huge dumps that were mostly Biden's. We called them spikes. We've gone back and traced the spikes. We've seen where they were cast primarily in four counties. We looked at how long it took to cast those votes, and we looked at the equipment that exists at all of those locations by a serial number. And the fact of the matter is we can't see any physical way possible for some of those votes to have been in those kind of numbers because they just don't have the equipment that can produce it in that timing. Right there. It's showing, it's manipulated, and it's fraud. It's fraud. That's the bottom line. So, stay encouraged, Patriots. Stay encouraged. Trump is going to be our next president. All right, the last article. I just want to, I'm going to actually play some audio, but Sidney Powell went on Newsmax Tuesday night and discussed the efforts of the Trump team to stop the attempted steal of the U.S. election by the Biden campaign. And of course, Sidney Powell is the attorney of General Michael Flynn and now President Trump. Sidney Powell was on with Greg Kelly on Newsmax, and she discussed the colossal corruption that was used in the 2020 election to steal the election for Joe Biden. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to just listen. It's much better you listening to the audio than me trying to tell you. Sidney Powell's phenomenal, and this will show you exactly what.
Significant from the Detroit. Well, actually, we'll go to Jenna Ellis first. Breaking this evening, the county board in Wayne County. Past the imbalances between August and November are not an exact comparison, but look, there's a lot here, and we've got the perfect person, Sidney Powell, standing by, member of President Trump's legal team. Sidney, welcome, and I know you've been handling a lot of the Georgia situation and Dominion, but your reaction to the situation in Michigan, please.
Well, that's an excellent development, and I would expect the entire Michigan board to reject the counts from the ballots. The election could not have been more rigged than it was, and I think it also affected the race of Senator John James. The same patterns fall there. We're still doing statistical analysis of that race, but the math just doesn't add up for anything, and we know Dominion has a long history of rigging elections. That's what it was created to do to begin with. We've introduced the affidavit of a person who worked with Maduro, a high-ranking military officer who saw it all happen and explained how it worked. And it's out for the public to see on my Twitter feed at Sidney Powell number one. So don't tell me there's no evidence of fraud. We've got increasingly mounting evidence of significant fraud across multiple states that casts into question the validity of the elections in every swing state, including Nevada and Arizona and Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and it went beyond that too.
You know, regarding Dominion, you've raised this, and we saw the letter last night. People like
Okay, I'm going to scan this and go a little bit more, and then we will finish up, and this will be the last article. But I kind of wanted to just let you hear. We're going to play just a little bit more, and I'll be right
back. Kelly USA, if you don't mind. That's pretty wild. Oh, by the way, what can you tell us about, you mentioned brief the whistleblower. There is a whistleblower. Remember, whistleblowers who are against President Trump are hailed as heroes and deified. What can you tell us about this individual?
The one who gave us the affidavit?
Yes.
He was a high-ranking military officer. He was very close to Hugo Chavez, and he is just absolutely disgusted with what he's seen and was participating in when he was with Mr. Chavez. He saw how it all worked. He was at meetings where it was fully briefed, and he wants this country to not fall prey to the same corruption and tactics that were used in Venezuela.
And I'm sorry, is he an American military officer or a Venezuelan military officer?
He was a Venezuelan military officer. He lives in this country now.
All right. And you mentioned...
So, wow. There you go. You got it. I mean, you can go ahead and it's on the Gateway Pundit. You can look this up. Attorney Sidney Powell. And she did state Trump had up to 80 million votes. 80 million. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and end this. And thank you for watching our show. Once again, we're bringing short clips instead of full shows for the reason there is so much info coming out so fast that we just want to keep bringing you small clips. So, thank you for joining us. And we ask you to subscribe, share, like, connect with us on all the links below. And we appreciate you joining us. Remember to get your emergency supply. Emergency supply. There it is. The jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your Christmas gifts for your loved one for the emergency supply. Once they announce Trump president, all craziness is going to break loose. There's going to be riots and all kinds of things. So get your emergency supply. We'll catch you on the next show. Thank you very much for watching, and we appreciate you following us. Have a wonderful day, and God bless.